Now, the reason we're here are our two next guests, James and Bernadette. Good afternoon to you both.
Hi, Rhett. How are you?
We spoke to James and Bernadette on the phone recently, and they invited us down to do the park run in Tralee. The Tralee park run is a huge part of your lives, isn't it?
Massive.
Yeah, isn't it?
It is.
It'll be mentioned in the wedding speeches.
Exactly.
It will.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So, Bernadette, take us up from the start. So you joined Tralee park run.
Yeah, in January 2019, I think it was. It was actually a New Year's resolution.
Right.
Yeah, and I kind of got into it fairly quick. It was always a nice atmosphere and lovely people around. And then
Saturday morning, 9:30. Running around the park.
Yeah,
as you
running
do.
Around yeah. casually yeah. and yeah. found someone to admire. The rest is history.
Come on, we want the details. So you notice this man who's a bit of a flyer.
Yeah. He was overlapping me. Yeah.
How many laps do you do?
We do 3. And all right, so I'd be halfway through when he would lap me.
Right.
But that was okay, though, because, you know, he's good. He's really good at running.
What you really want to say was, you know, he's better viewed from behind.
Yeah. Yes.
I saw you checking yourself. I'm on the radio. I better not say that.
What's your P's and Q's?
So, all right. And did you run? Do you always get a little pep in your step then when he passed you?
I'd have to make it look easy, you know, even though he made it look easier. But yeah, then we got talking and
there's more detail. I know the detail, right? So I go over to James. So James, you'd finish very quickly. Yeah. You're one of the fastest.
Yeah.
Are you? Yeah. And then very nicely, you'd stay on.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Well, I'd normally go back and kind of run in with some of the slower runners, people I know.
Very nice. And you'd encourage them and go, look, And did you ever encourage Bernadette, for example?
I did. Like, I'd pass on the second lap, you pass over 100 people, like, going around. Like, and I'd always, anyone I passed would always say, well done, keep going, you're nearly there, or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bernadette took exception to that. Like, and
oh!
I thought I had a chance.
So he said something to you and you responded.
Yeah, well, I said hello and thank you. And then at the finish lines, we started like chatting and, you know, kind of got to know each other a bit. And then it wasn't exactly, will you go on a date with me? It's, will you go on a run with me? So we did our first run together, which was probably a first date, really.
Right. I'd say that's the first.
Yeah.
Having a first date is the first run. And how did that go? So you were running along. And now first dates they're scary things, aren't they?
Oh, it was really awkward.
Yeah. What do you wear? You know, your makeup, you're going to sweat, all those things.
I was dosed in perfume.
And then, of course, the body heat. That's good for perfume because it spreads it around a bit. Yeah. And what about you, James? Did you consider, like, you're going to run fast, you're going to run slow, what are you going to do?
Well, I said I'd run at Bernadette's pace because, you know,
that's the gentlemanly
thing. Like, it was lovely.
Yeah. And did the rest of the park runners know that love was flourishing, was blossoming?
I think so, because eventually James started coming back for me when he finished his park run. So he'd finish my last lap with me. It didn't go unnoticed.
Love is.
Yeah.
Well, there's one man at Tralee park run that misses nothing. Tony Higgins, he doesn't miss a trick.
Right.
A trick. He said it, didn't he, when he wrote us a message one time that he noticed you were going back on things, like, you know. I remember you going back for Bernadette to do extra laps.
Yeah. So then the reason you came to our attention was that the big proposal. So how many months ago is it now?
3 months. 2 months, yeah.
Did you know it was coming, Bernadette?
No. I copped on very quickly because James could be up to anything. He's a right messer at the park run and a real character, so to speak. So when he had the microphone, it didn't occur to me straight away. It was when the music started playing and then he said, I met a lady. And I thought my heart was just racing.
In case it was somebody else.
I was looking around. There was a queue starting to form.
So he had the microphone.
He gave his little speech and called me out. And I saw nothing around me. I saw nothing, heard nothing. The only person I could see or hear was James, and that was it. And he asked me to marry him, and that was the easiest yes of my life.
Aww.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
Did it take a lot of planning?
It did. It took a lot of planning, in fairness. It did, yeah.
Well, you had to get the okay from the park run.
Yeah, trying to coordinate with the lads at the park run, you know, to make sure I could get like a couple of minutes, like so. And it's probably one of the only park runs that started a couple of minutes late because of me.
Because it's 9:30 on a Saturday.
9:30,
very strict, aren't they?
Very strict, yeah.
Did you run particularly fast that Saturday?
No, I ran my Bernadette that Saturday.
That's lovely. Have you planned any plans, mate?
We have been talking about it a lot and we have seen some venues and stuff, but we've nothing set in stone.
Right, okay. Listen, we have tickets here for you. What did I see? Paolo Nutini. Like Paolo Nutini?
Yeah.
Thoman. I do.
Yeah, Thoman Park. He's in Thoman Park, 13th of July. There's tickets for you.
Oh my God, thank you.
Thanks so much. Are you going to join us at 5:30?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And we're doing the reconstruction of the proposal, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
No, yeah. You're right.
We're professionals now.
Well, listen, congratulations again. James Daly, Bernadette McGailey. Daly meet McGailey at the park run. There's a song in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
There has to be.
I think I said that the last time as well. Thanks. I'll see you at 5:30.
Thank you so much.